Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to the doctor now and share it.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to the doctor now and share it.
Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes, their age, the way they speak? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job,
not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner. Or a 14-year-old girl who signs up to every after-school activity not to make friends, but just to get something to eat. Or a retiree who fell ill and had to choose
between getting medicine or groceries.
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong, and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. Your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. If there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops. My dad wasn't around, and I remember riding a bike and falling off and cutting myself, and me never just wanting to get back on it. People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike, and you didn't. I didn't teach them. I just created an environment where they taught themselves, and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s. Why should saving for retirement be any different? I mean, they go back to college, learn new instruments, start skateboarding. Whoa! Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. With aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a 3-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach from AARP. You'll get personalized recommendations based on your input that are easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back. Gnarly move, Dad.
Thanks, sweetie.
So wherever you are in your retirement savings journey, head to aceyourretirement.org and start chatting with Avo today. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's The Stephanie Miller Show.
I'm walking on sunshine. Whoa, I'm walking on sunshine. Whoa, hands down to feel good. Hey, all right now, hands down to feel good.
A new day is dawning on the horizon, and I look forward, always forward, to the unfolding story of our nation, a story of light and love, of patriotism and progress, of many becoming one, and always an unfinished mission to make the dreams of today the reality of tomorrow. Thank you all. May God bless you and your families, and may God bless, continue to bless our veterans and the United States of America. Thank you all so much.
The GOAT, greatest of all time, Nancy Pelosi. All right. Yes, as you both know, it's a new day here at the Stephanie Miller International. I sent out a memo to all of my employees last night saying, unless you can commit to my new hardcore vision of Stephanie Miller Incorporated, you can just get out right now. And then I locked you out, and then I realized I didn't know how to run anything in here, and then I opened the door crying and begging, and then you both came back. And I appreciate it.
Out of the goodness of our heart.
Welcome back.
I missed the memo.
Because we...
Welcome back.
Yeah, we couldn't stand seeing you flail.
Sorry.
I'm leaving you at 9 o'clock.
But there was begging. It was crying. It was really...
Done with you.
I apologize for that tantrum. Okay, let's bring our friend in, shall we? Oh, or maybe not. Or should I fire him again because he doesn't have the jingle?
Allie Velshi's here.
In the 17 seconds that he is not on MSNBC. We love you, Allie Velshi.
Allie Velshi.
If you have questions for him, please say good morning to Allie Velshi. Hello, Allie.
Come on with mom.
Oh, golly. Hi, Allie.
Code, the lock code and whatever Elon Musk did at Twitter. I mean, that's some crazy stuff, Stephanie.
Yeah.
I mean, I often say that a lot of people could run their companies better if they just read a pamphlet on management, like not even really a book or a course. I don't know what he's been reading, but it's the opposite. Right. It's like, what can I do today to annoy my workforce, particularly when your workforce is engineers and you're short of them and unemployment is under 4% in America and you're all trying to be, you know, like when I go to work, we have these framed things that say we're number 16 on the top 100 best companies to work for, or whatever the case is. Like companies brag about that stuff, about the nice things they try and do for their employees to recruit them. Twitter's not doing that right now. Yeah. Elon Musk is trying a different experiment. Maybe this is how work will be on Mars.
What would a hardcore vision of the Stephanie Miller Show be? I don't really know. Don't really know. Allie, I don't know what you're thinking, but we were saying, I'm going to stay. I don't know. I'll be there till the end. I'm not sure. I think last night people were thinking it might actually physically shut down if all the employees were locked out.
I mean, they locked a whole bunch of people out. It's not even the way you'd make policy changes, right? Usually the CEO makes a nice letter or the HR person about, hey, we need to change these things and we're going to be a transitionary period for 3 weeks or whatever. This is the craziest stuff I've seen in a very long time. Yeah. But it's not, Stephanie. It's not, actually. When you follow Elon Musk's history and how he runs things, it's often that kind of people, these visionaries, these, you know, people who think outside the box. Well, that's fantastic, except when you have to deal with people.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to come back in the box a little bit.
As a business reporter, have you ever seen someone appear to run their business into the ground in, what is this, 3 weeks?
you see it. I've seen it with CEOs who are generally short-lived, right? They bring in somebody because there's a great example at Ford, right? The things were not working at Ford for a long time, and then they brought in Jack Nasser. And Nasser was this guy who breaks the china and does all sorts of things. And he was really going to change it all, so much so that executives started not driving Fords, but they started driving Land Rovers and Jaguars because they had, acquired those companies. And it became less and less about Ford. The big oval came off the building, and it was just going to be this new global company. Didn't last. Didn't last because he broke so much china that Ford workers didn't know what Ford was. So what happens, you see these kinds of disruptive figures come in sometimes and leave. Or you see Steve Jobs kind of figures who are disruptive and stay, but they're so disruptive that the world accepts that, oh, you've created remarkable things. It sounds like you're a bit of a distasteful human, but you know, you're making life easier for the rest of us. Twitter's not making life better or easier for the rest of us.
No.
It's not helping democracy. And apparently, Elon Musk is a really bad boss.
Right. Well, yeah. But so you're obviously, I'm reading your tweets in front of me. So you're on there as a journalist.
I'm still on it. Yeah.
As a journalist.
I'm trying to save it. I'm trying to improve the quality of Twitter one tweet at
a time. Right. No, I'm staying. Are you staying? I mean, what's your take on it?
Yeah. I mean, I get the problems with Twitter, and I've known those problems for years.
Yeah.
It is. I do believe, like Roger McNamee often says, that social media is starting to become incompatible with democracy. But for the moment, it is a method for me to communicate with people, and I'm using it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, me too. I'll be there playing in the band with you when the Titanic goes down.
Right.
Okay. So you
were a bit like what it feels like. Yeah.
But you covered a bunch of, stories, obviously, as it relates to the election. But you said election deniers overwhelmingly lost in battleground states. That may be the most the important story practically of the election cycle, don't you, going forward for 2024?
Yeah, it's one of those statements that is, you know, can be put out by a PR department because it hides a lot of flaws. A lot of election deniers did actually win, and a lot of election deniers did win as governors, attorney generals, or secretaries of state, but they're not in
battlegrounds,
places where, you know, the races would be tight. There's one exception, and I'm not really sure I'd call Indiana a battleground state, but a secretary of state prevailed there, who is an election denier. But generally speaking, in the places where democracy was going to die, Michigan, Arizona, Pennsylvania, and places like that, wiped out across the board.
Yeah.
Wisconsin has a senator reelected, Ron Johnson, who is an election denier. But generally speaking, senators don't have impact.
Right. Uh-oh. Allie froze. Uh-oh.
Is it our internet or is it Allie?
I don't know. He's beautiful in that position, though.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. Okay. Allie? Nope. Still frozen. Yeah, oh, dear.
I think our internet's gone down.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay. I was going to ask, do we know, actually, maybe you guys know, and then I'll ask the news guy, what the margin is right now for the House? I don't know where we're at. I know it's not done yet. But
I would look it up, but we don't have the internet.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah, that's problematic.
Is it us? Oh, fantastic. Oh, Allie went away.
Yeah.
Okay. Why don't we break, see if we can get him back, okay? And then we'll...
Okay, there we go.
What the Christ. Okay, 13 minutes after the hour, this portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Adam and Eve.
Oh,
the girlfriend was very excited. I told her to go shop around on adamandeve.com.
Uh-huh. Nice and pretty.
Yes. What do you need? An adventurous new toy? You've shown me some things. I'm not even sure what all you do with it, but I'll figure it out.
Of course you will.
Right? And right now you can get 50% off. Right, adamandeve.com. You get 50% off plus free shipping on what do you need? Some slippery new lube? You need an adventurous toy? Our listeners get 50% almost any item. Use the code Miller at checkout, 50% off and free shipping. Doesn't matter what you choose. It will all be packaged and sent to you discreetly for free. More pleasure in the bedroom is the gift that literally keeps on giving. It is the giving season. It's the holiday season. Treat yourself. Treat your partner. Life is too short not to enjoy yourself. AdamandEve.com. Ooh, it's an exciting new present for Christmas. Select any item. Use the code Miller. This offer specific to this show. So please support us. Use the code Miller at adamandeve.com. 50% off, but 100% free shipping. That is adamandeve.com. The code is Miller.
She's your human antidepressant. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, the guys in your life aren't boring, right? So don't give them boring gifts. Give them a gift from mancrates.com. Show him you really care with hundreds of totally unique gift options available at mancrates.com, like the whiskey appreciation crate with a personalized handmade whiskey decanter and tumblers, ice sphere molds, slate coasters, and snacks. Or how about the Grillmaster crate with a brass knuckle meat tenderizer, cast iron smoker box, steak thermometers, and more. Man Crates packs his gift in a unique container, so watching him open his gift is an unforgettable experience. Personalization is free, and every Man Crate gift comes with 100% satisfaction guarantee. He'll think it's awesome, or Man Crates will make it right. Get him that crowbar to open that Man Crate. Now through November 21st, Stephanie Miller Show listeners get an exclusive 15% off with the code RADIO15 at mancrates.com. The code is RADIO15 to get 15% off at mancrates.com. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Thanksgiving and the holiday season are only a few days away, and there's still time to look your very best and years younger with Genucel Skincare. This Thanksgiving season, save 70% off Genucel's most popular package at Genucel.com/Stephanie. Genucel products target forehead wrinkles, fine lines, dark spots, skin redness, that sagging jawline, and even the most annoying bags and puffiness gone right before your eyes. Plus, with its immediate effects, see results in less than 12 hours, guaranteed or your money back. Treat yourself to the best skincare money can buy this holiday season. You deserve it. From now until Thanksgiving, get your complimentary hyaluronic acid deep correcting serum absolutely free when you check out. Go to Genucel.com/Stephanie. Now enter my special code Stephanie for an additional 10% off your entire purchase. And just for the holidays, enjoy free shipping and a holiday gift bundle with every most popular package. Go to Genucel.com/Stephanie, Genucel.com/Stephanie. That's Genucel.com/Stephanie.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlo at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
Look through your children's eyes, and you'll see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. When they discover the forest, their imagination is inspired by the smell of pine, the crunch of leaves beneath their feet, the sound of birds calling out for attention. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating forest world. You are the hero in this book. This is a memory being made. This is what they will laugh about years from now. These are the roots, grounding and nourishing them.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Then look through your children's eyes and discover the magic all around you. That's discovertheforest.org, brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Don't make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all
yeah, our internet connection is gonna make us lose our mind. But
up
he's
in here.
Back up in here. Allie Bell, she's back up in here. Hello, Allie. You were.
I thought you Elon Musk'd me.
No, no. But by the way, you were the most beautiful guest we've ever had frozen in Tableau by the internet.
I was thinking the same thing. It's like I was giving you an answer to a question, and you were looking, and I was thinking to myself, she's so taken by my answer. This is amazing.
She was stunned in the silence.
People are normally, getting a coffee or peeing or something while they're watching, right? It's not a stare at Ali Belshi and watch what he does. I think this is amazing.
Yeah, you're like, that is creepy. She's staring at me like she's a dog and I'm a snossage. What's going on? So we were talking about the midterms, about the Republicans, obviously we're talking about a red wave, 40 seats. You were saying right now we're at 218, 210. Mm-hmm. Things are still obviously in flux. But it's a very narrow margin. Right. I mean, I just think with Nancy Pelosi stepping down yesterday, is the greatest of all time. Trying to see Kevin McCarthy handle a slim Martian like that is going to be hilarious, I think.
Yeah. Remember the degree to which she just knew how to count votes. Right. She knew there were some people. And generally what happens in a slim majority Congress is that the people at the various ends of things can have a little bit more power. Right. They get to ask for things in exchange for their votes. And Nancy Pelosi had a way of either managing that, either giving those folks what they needed or getting some votes from moderate Republicans, which she often did. This is going to be a bigger problem for Kevin McCarthy because he's got a very large contingent of people who don't want some basic things like passing budget. And keeping the government open. They want to take very big positions on a lot of things. He's going to have a hard time managing that.
Well, and also, as you tweeted, House Republicans plan investigations and possible impeachments with new majority. We've been talking about that all morning. But, it seems to me politically, as exhausting as these 2 years are going to be, Ali, this is going to be really good for Democrats politically because this is exactly what the American people just voted against. Are things they're going to do. Nothing for inflation, nothing.
This, to the extent that the only policy matter that Republicans offered in this election was something about inflation. They didn't offer any solutions. They just blamed Democrats for it. Well, you know what? Let's solve these things. If you've got solutions to that, if you've got solutions to all these things that are not culture wars, let's do it. But if you're going to hold up budgets, if you're going to shut down the government, if you're going to not increase the debt limit, and you're going to have impeachment hearings, Americans are going to get a preview of what could happen if you control the Senate and the presidency in 2024, which I think will be really interesting. And by the way, as long as Donald Trump continues to do what he's doing with that remarkable message that he delivered on Tuesday night announcing his candidacy, went on for 57 minutes, and even Fox didn't carry the whole thing because it just meandered and did what Donald Trump does.
Yeah.
If Americans are frustrated about stuff, which they are, partially about democracy itself and partially about the matters around them like inflation, if I were House Republicans, I would focus on issues they think can look like they're solving problems, but I'm not sure that's where they're going.
Yeah. No, I don't think so. You tweeted Republican infighting escalates over poor 2022 election result as Trump reemerges. It is interesting how committed it seems like the media has been to Democrats in disarray storylines. And
sure,
now,
yeah.
I mean, this party, we're just watching a party implode. We're watching someone announce a run for president while they're under investigation for sedition and espionage. I mean, I'm not sure in your career as a journalist you've ever seen a moment like this in our history, have you?
No, and this Georgia case is getting interesting, right? Fannie Willis in Georgia is getting closer to something that Brookings Institution put out a report that was based on available reporting, public information, but a district attorney from a neighboring county was involved in it and said there's evidence of 2 to 3 serious crimes here. And Fannie Willis, the district attorney there, is not going to actually be affected by the idea that Donald Trump has declared his candidacy. Declared candidates can be charged and indicted. So I'm not sure. I mean, yeah, Donald Trump gets to politicize anything that happens to him, but Donald Trump would have done that anyway, right? He would have called it a witch hunt. So he may just not be able to candidate his way away from some of the things, the 5 or 6 cases that are following him right now. And again, he does not have the same support financially or politically from the Republican Party and big donors that he had before. So he's going in weakened.
I think, was it Sunny Hostin?
Yeah,
I guess was saying her DOJ sources say there's going to be indictments in 30 to, or 60 to 90 days, something like that. I mean, what are you thinking? What are you hearing? I mean, they're talking making referrals now. The J6 committee's, deciding.
I've given up on hoping that Donald Trump faces justice just because I get disappointed all the time when he does that. But these cases are sticking, right? There are real things that are going on, and they are around him. And to the extent that his candidacy I mean, his own daughter says she's not getting involved. Ivanka Trump says, I'm not getting involved in this campaign. To the extent that people are leaving him, I'm not sure that even that thing that feeds him, right? He gets fed by audiences and people and the idea that this is a hot story and he can enjoy that. He didn't seem like he was enjoying it all that much on Tuesday night. He's seeing this big money go away. He's seeing Republicans desert him. He's seeing that McCarthy wouldn't say whether he'd support him. McConnell said, I don't have a dog in this hunt. So I don't know. I think he realizes the protections are not there around him. And what declaring for the presidency was supposed to do is clear the field.
Yeah.
Mike Pence won't say that he'd support him. Ron DeSantis isn't going anywhere right now. I don't know if that's good for America.
Mike Pompeo.
Ron DeSantis or Mike Pence. Uh-huh. You know, yeah, right. So it didn't have the desired effect. I don't know what happens in the next couple months, but Donald Trump is not as strong as he was a week
ago. Yeah. Our friend Glenn Kirshner tweeted, Trump's announcement of another presidential run will have zero impact on the ongoing criminal investigations of Donald Trump.
Seems to be.
Yeah. I mean, it seems fairly obvious that's what he's trying to distract from. But
People were taken by the idea that you do not indict a sitting president. And there was a lot of debate around that, but that's an actual... office of that's a Department of Justice memo. It's not a law, but it's a memo. But people were taken by that.
Yeah.
A not president is not subject to any. There's no memos about what you can and can't do to a non-president.
Yeah. You tweeted about us out here in L.A. U.S. Representative Karen Bass becomes the first woman elected as Los Angeles mayor. We did not fall for the rich businessman with no experience.
The sort of Democrat.
What's that?
The sort of Democrat.
Yeah.
People say Democrat versus Democrat. It's like, not really.
Not really. Yeah. Yeah, but oh my God, you know, and obviously our big issue out here is homelessness. He spent $100 million of his own money on this stupid run, and you think what that could have done to help the homeless here, right?
Yeah, and people who run corporations, I think we've all sort of learned this lesson. It's not the same thing. It's good if you come with that sort of skill, better than me, who's never run anything, but it's not actually the answer to a place as complex as Los Angeles or a major city in America. And I think Karen Bass brings the complexity necessary. She's been great in Congress. I think she'll do a great job. But, you know, L.A., like New York, it's a hard place to run.
Yeah. Yes, we are unwieldy. Did somebody? There's a map of the United States. Like, how many states have less population than just L.A. County? I don't think people realize how huge it is. So, Allie, going forward, you know, we have obviously now this has happened, the House control. So, what do you think happens with the J6 committee? There has been some talk of them transferring it to the Senate to continue the investigation. What do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, look, they're most of the way through what they've got, right? They've had so many people testify. They continue to. I think they're most of the way to where they have to be. The issue becomes, how much does the J6 committee gather that the Department of Justice can use? Because this now falls into Merrick Garland's field, right? He can't take their testimony and use it, but he can take their roadmap and their leads and the people they've investigated and look at that testimony, which was all under oath. So he can sort of say, hey, if I call you to testify, this is what you said last time. Can you confirm that? I think the truth is that's where it needs to end up, right? It needs to end up at the Department of Justice and a determination made as to whether or not Donald Trump and the members of his clown car get charged with something that was actually serious. That would feel a little bit like justice, right? Whether or not Donald Trump runs for president and people get a chance to vote for him, there's plausible deniability at the moment in voting for Donald Trump because he's never been convicted of anything.
Yeah.
And the January 6th committee has lots and lots of evidence of things he did that were wrong and most likely illegal. I think that the issue now has to become not moving that to the Senate, but moving all of that, all the boxes necessary to the Department of Justice, and the Department of Justice saying in the last days of this January 6th committee, here's what we don't have that you might be able to get us. But they're not parallel. They're parallel, but they're not. They don't come together, those investigations.
How hilarious.
And that's what I think has to happen.
How hilarious would it be if the control of the House flips back to Democrats because enough Republicans are indicted in the insurrection? And then Travis and I have another dream, and that is that we get the trifecta, Donald Trump indicted in prison and runs third party.
Big thinkers here. We're big thinkers.
Yeah, we're big picture people here. What do you think of possibilities?
That's a lot. You guys need to get out more.
I have big dreams, Allie. But,
you know, we just like, we all are, remember in the beginning, thought, oh, this will never happen. What a clown in 2016. I mean,
you're
but there's
totally
part of me
right.
going,
the
like, it won't bother.
Happens, but, the but impossible if, happens every
right,
day.
If he gets indicted.
Dream the impossible dream. I thought that was like a thing that was meant to make you be positive and think good thoughts about the things you can do. Yeah. I didn't realize it was about the Trump administration.
It's about vengeance.
No, because we're thinking if he does get indicted, that won't slow him down a bit, right?
No, not at all.
He'll just fundraise off that.
Totally right.
Yeah.
And he will. And look, 20, to 30% of Americans continue to fall for this. I think that there's, if there's an indictment in a court case or something like that, that number will drop. But nothing ever drops below 20%. Remember, you can get 20% of Americans to believe in anything, and Donald Trump does have that sway over them. But he's not seeming as into this. It doesn't seem like he's running because of the right, for the right reasons.
We miss you already, Ali Velshi. See you next week, I hope. Bye.
Thanks, Ali.
All right, I think we're off next week.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM The Shaw.
Did you hear about the vampire that was found? Headline is, skeleton of female, quote, vampire, unearthed at cemetery in Poland.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
A sharp sickle was placed across her neck, and a padlock was put around her big toe. Her burial reveals fear around vampires.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on The Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
You're not too cool for me, and in return, I reciprocate that sentiment. I'll never be too cool for you. I was a man with a plan, but now I'm a dad with a decree, and you can't take that from me. Please let it be noted that I told my job they can dock my pay. Right now, it's just too important to take you to school every day. I want to be legendary for you. I want you to puff out your chest when you go to school the same way I do. I walk taller because of you, because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Mom was always very organized, but my sister and I noticed she started to forget things.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
My sister and I were there for Mom and each other.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
54. So it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference.
Right now, saving seems hard to wrap my head around.
AARP makes it easy. Go to aceyourretirement.org and chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach. It's free and only takes 3 minutes.
I like 3 minutes.
Answer some questions and get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings.
Thanks.
Just head to aceyourretirement.org. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Babies born today will live into the next century, and our decisions will determine their future for for generations to come. While we will have our disagreements on policy, we must remain fully committed to our shared fundamental mission, to hold strong to our most treasured democratic ideals, to cherish the spark of divinity in each and every one of us, and to always put our country first. In their infinite wisdom, our founders gave us their guidance, e pluribus unum, from many one. They could not have imagined how large our country would become or how different we would be from one another, but they knew we had to be united as one. We the people, one country, one destiny.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi, greatest of all time. I posted a picture of San Francisco Sexy Liberal, and there was a little 12-year-old there in the picture.
A blessing from the Lord. God be praised.
I believe you had just become a Weeblo, and it was a magic, magic night.
That's when I was doing a show for the Fox Network, syndicated, and Rupert Murdoch made me cut my hair like a little German choir boy. So yes, I look much younger then. Not this accident. Now I look so desolate and burnt out. I can pass for Twitter at parties.
Hi, John.
Yeah,
you're still
on
Twitter.
Picture. It's a great picture, though, Steph. That was a great, great night. And Leader Pelosi was such a wonderful guest. And the energy of the crowd. You know, I had met her before. She joined us on that show. I had done some TV shows with her. But honestly, there's no way to measure how many lives she saved by getting the ACA passed in the first place, and by saving the ACA. Her greatest achievement may have been taking all these Democrats in the caucus, from the Democratic Socialists to the pro-lifers, and keeping them united in message discipline for the first 2 years of Trump's term.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to, you know, explain what leadership is. You just know it when you see it. I remember that night because, you know, our filthy little show. It's raucous.
Yes, it's a raucous, filthy
little show. But do you remember?
By the way, you can see it on pay-per-view, folks, if you go to meathook.live. But go on, please.
Yes. But I just remember that night, don't you, that when she came out, I mean, you could have heard a pin drop in that theater. Mm-hmm. People just hung on every word she said. I mean, she just, and, you know, as usual, she just had unbelievable, you know, grace and class and timing. I think she did it perfectly, you know, in terms of saying it's time for the new generation. She's going to fulfill her term, but, you know, it's not about ego for her. She's not, obviously, she will be there to pass the torch.
Oh, yeah. And I will say, though, in fairness, Nancy Pelosi did nothing about crime or inflation by going after Hunter Biden's laptop. I mean, like, there was so many chances she could have gone after his laptop to fight inflation and crime, and she just refused to. So now I think the real reason she's staying is so she can have a front row seat as Speaker Emeritus to watch Kevin McCarthy's dreams go up in violent, bloody flames. It is going to be 2 years of a clown show and 2 years of Democrats saying, oh, by the way, look at all these new jobs from the infrastructure bill we passed. Oh, by the way, have you noticed, seniors, you're paying lower for prescription drug prices thanks to the IRA? They are going to have a record they can run on that's in play by 2024.
Yeah.
And Kevin McCarthy is going to give people a great big commercial why you shouldn't trust Republicans with your money.
Yeah, exactly. He's going to be spending taxpayer money on this. I mean, you made a lot of good points about it on Twitter. You said Benghazi went away the day Trump was elected because y'all didn't need to exploit those four dead Americans for votes anymore. You said not only are we going to help your struggling family by investigating Hunter Biden, we also solemnly vow to be as f-y as possible to transgender children. This is exactly everything America just voted against. And you're right, as exhausting as it's going to be for us the next 2 years, it's going to be another example of why they can't govern.
Yeah, but it's kind of beautiful. You think about it. The Republican Party took all those billions and billions of dollars from capitalists and redistributed their wealth. It's kind of lovely what they did. I mean, Carrie Lake alone, that's going to get me through a cold winter, watching Carrie Lake, watching Blake Masters have to spread white replacement theory in the private sector. There's so much beauty in these midterms. I have not been this impressed with a population of citizens as I am with voters this year since, I don't know, the people of Ukraine. I mean, this midterm keeps on giving and giving and giving. It's been beautiful.
You said from Hillary Clinton's emails to Merrick Garland's SCOTUS seat to Hunter Biden's private images, the modern GOP sure knows how to enjoy stolen merchandise. So they have that going for them.
Yeah, that's it. They love stolen merchandise, and now they've got to try to extricate themselves. You know, when you start seeing somebody new, but you haven't broken up with the crazy person you've been with for the last 6 years, that's where they're at right now. Donald Trump doesn't know that he's been ghosted, and they're now blindly obedient to Ron DeSantis. So it's going to be amazing watching this icky transition. I mean, Tiffany's wedding may have been the last happy day of Trump's life, and it was miserable.
You know, but that's a good larger point about the whole party and their lack of loyalty. You said, remember how they hated you for criticizing W, then they fell in love with Trump and suddenly dropped W, pretended they were never obedient to W, and hated you for criticizing Trump. Now the fickle fascists love DeSantis, and you better not criticize him, Trump who? And then you just did the hashtag Magagaga, which I know activated your gag reflex.
Magagaga. Wow, I hope they go with that. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, and then there's Trump just hobbling out there like Richard III. Going, now is the winter of our disarray. It's just, we're going to be at war with each other. And here's my thing, my really unpopular opinion. And I've been talking about it all week, every night on SiriusXM 127, Progress Channel.
Hello.
I'm really okay with Merrick Garland waiting for Donald Trump to burn down the entire GOP and kneecap Ron DeSantis before Merrick Garland does anything. Yeah. I don't need Donald Trump to go to jail. I know I keep saying this. Yeah. I need him to trash this party and wreck this party and split it in half.
Yeah.
Because no matter how much Mitch McConnell thinks they can transition to being DeSantis party, there's going to be millions and millions of white men who can't spell your who will stay obedient to Trump. It's going to be fantastic.
I learned things from you that I didn't know. You said on Twitter that Ivanka told her dad she had bone spurs. I didn't know that's
well, yeah, that's
how
why
she got out of
going,
that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. She really wanted to help with this campaign, but she has bone spurs and her husband's a criminal. So, yeah. You know, I just want to say we should take a moment and realize that this was the week that Donald Trump and Elon Musk made Kanye West's life choices look really good. I mean, Kanye's having a great November so far, thanks to these two guys.
What is your take on Twitter? We were saying, you know, obviously last night we were thinking if everybody's locked out, I mean, it might physically shut down, but it obviously didn't. I'm staying. I don't know. You know me.
I'm staying.
I'm the patron saint of lost causes.
I've lost 15,000 followers in 2 weeks thanks to this guy. But I didn't leave America when the cretins took over this government. I'm not leaving America when the cretins take over Twitter. I mean, the nice thing is that it might be for sale really cheap in a couple of weeks, like being British Prime Minister. You never know. I mean, Murdoch bought MySpace for $580 million and then sold it for $35 million. Yahoo paid $1 billion for Tumblr and then let it go for $3 million. Yeah. So I can't wait to see what Elon does after this. I can't wait to see people wanting to buy tickets to fly on a spaceship this guy made after seeing how well he handles a website.
Now, I don't know where you are on the truck. I know you and Hal Sparks like to fight. And I like to watch because you're both so pretty. But Hal's always said he's not going to run. A lot of people
Hal's
are saying.
Hal's always said it. I didn't think Trump would run when he sold the Bribe Hole Hotel in D.C. That was my indication. And Hal has been ferocious on this. You know, he says he's not going to run. So I was a bit surprised. And I have a terrifying theory. It's not really funny. What if Trump is doing this knowing that a candidacy won't keep him safe from any kind of prosecution, knowing he has no immunity as a mere candidate? But what if his overall game is to get as many delegates as he can, hold the entire GOP hostage, and before conceding and throwing his support to DeSantis, extracting a promise for a pardon?
Uh-huh.
That could make a lot of sense, and that might be why he's doing this.
Well, Travis and I have a dream because some listeners said, would you rather have an indicted Trump or third party run Trump? And we big thinkers here said, why can't we have both?
Dream big.
Why can't we have both?
Indicted
we
in have prison and a third party run. It could happen.
You know he would run from prison.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
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 And by the way, Ron DeSantis is never going to be more popular than he is now. Like, I've been saying for a long time, Ron DeSantis is a greater threat to everything we care about in America than Donald Trump. Trump is done like disco, my friends. It's just, he can still hurt people, but he can't appoint more judges. He's not going to be able to set more policy. So I think, as awful as Ron DeSantis is, now begins the beautiful period of people listening to Ron DeSantis give speeches and say, is that it? Their savior?
He's a terrible speaker. He's a terrible debater. Speaker. Yeah.
Terrible human being. Terrible Christian. So, you know, he's really popular among the people who've been wrong about everything this entire century so far.
So, the threat I've heard Trump will make is that they don't have a primary at all, right? Either they, you know, coronate him.
Crown him or.
Right. Yeah, or he'll go third party, right?
He'll
demand they don't have a primary.
Let him try. There will be Republicans who run against him. And by the way, those Republicans will still get votes. Trump's only leverage is threatening third party. That's the only way he can really hurt Mitch McConnell. Because at the end of the day, the Trump supporters are going to vote GOP no matter what.
Yeah.
They're going to vote. Who's going to be mean to trans kids? Who's going to take women's rights away? Who's going to have more pollution? Who's going to hate the same Muslims and migrants I hate? And they're going to go with whoever the GOP nominee is. Haters going to hate. Yeah. But I'm really excited about this new troika of Democratic leadership. The median age of the previous troika was 83.
Yeah.
Now it's down to 52.
Yeah.
And again, I hate the ageism, but I think it's really smart for Nancy Pelosi and Jim Clyburn and Steny Hoyer to make their announcement yesterday, giving the new team 2 years to find their legs while all eyes will be on Kevin McCarthy screwing the place up. I mean, Stephanie, when those terrorists attacked our Capitol and smeared feces on the wall, I had no idea the feces would take a leadership position in the Republican Party, but here we are. So it's going to be great. And the best part of it is, Nancy Pelosi stole the Republicans' entire victory lap yesterday in the media cycle.
Yeah, absolutely. Can I just close by saying I tried to watch the Jerry Falwell documentary, and it paled in comparison to your portrayal of Jerry Falwell Sexy Liberal Virtual Tour.
Thank you. I went really deep for that Falwell thing, and I still got a little of him on me. So thank you for that.
You did.
We had the director of that on my show, by the way, Billy Corbin, and it's a really, really good movie on Hulu. People should watch it because he relates it to all the white supremacy. He relates it to segregation because Falwell Sr. was a segregationist who defended apartheid. He relates that pool boy episode right up to what happened with January 6th, and it all works and it all makes sense because it is all connected.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really liked it.
Are you enjoying Mike Pence's new book, So Help Me God?
Oh, you know what I'm enjoying? Trying to figure out who the audience is for Mike Pence's new book. You know, who is the crowd? Fans of Donald Trump who don't like Donald Trump? I mean, Mike Pence's family isn't going to read this book. And media, you can stop paying attention to Mike Pence and it won't change anything. The only question about Mike Pence is, when he runs for president, will he be able to beat margin of error? Because that's his biggest opponent. That's it. I mean, it's just, what a coward. What a vicious fake Christian. What a complete fraud. Yeah. And it was kind of nice watching Jake Tapper kind of toy with him the other night. It's going to be bad. I can't wait to see their field. It's going to be all people who are loyal to Trump. They'll be on a debate stage with Trump. And Trump will abuse all of them like they're his children for loving him in the first place.
Yep. All right. Pay-per-view, sexyliberal.com. You can still see John Fugelsang's triumphant performance along with Glenn Kirshner and Rob Reiner, et cetera, on the stage of the Saban Theater. Oh, yeah, it was. You are fantastic. We love you. Happy Thanksgiving. Thankful for you.
Thanksgiving, guys. I'm thankful for all of you. Listen, I'm really thankful we're all still here. I'm thankful we turned out for democracy and democracy lives to fight another day.
Yep.
And I'm thankful that if we're going to care about this country and live this life fighting for marginalized people, fighting for women, fighting for children, immigrants, healthcare, education, I'm really proud of who I'm fighting with. Your audience, my audience, everybody out there who cares enough about America to actually give a damn.
It's a good time to be alive. The Sexy Liberal Save Democracy Tour, because we save democracy.
Yeah.
We give.
I suggest you get the pay-per-view and then sit around after Thanksgiving dinner with your family and watch this amazing program.
Yeah, and piss off as many right-wing relatives as you possibly can.
Absolutely. I agree. Break off into discussion groups afterwards. It's really good for that sort of thing.
All right. Love you, John.
Thanks, John.
See ya. 48 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Diamond Dogs. That's right. Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. Can I tell you one thing? I don't like the messy ones that you got to put in the freezer. This is Okay, Dr. Martin's is not only the best food for your dog, it's shelf stable, it's pantry safe, it is fantastic. And I'm telling you, it is the best food. It is a freeze-dried raw dog food made with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruit. Dr. Marty has been called the miracle worker by Forbes because he's helped countless dogs thrive. Nature's Blend, designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, youthful mobility. What? Huh? My point is...
Yeah, dogs are noble.
Yes. Dogs go bonkers for the savory flavor and texture for the holidays. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. 100% 90-day return of your purchase price. Text Miller to 511-511. Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text STOP to opt out. Or go right to drmartypets.com/Miller.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
We could tell you exactly why Bombas socks, T-shirts, and underwear are so comfortable. But we like how our customers said it. So we hired some professional voice actors to read real customer reviews.
Bum diggities on my pickies.
It's like being hugged by an angel.
I borrowed a pair for my son and didn't want to give them back. So I ordered a dozen for myself.
Better keep those somewhere safe.
I was given a pair of Bombas by my sister. Since then, there's no turning back. I only wear Bombas.
Gone are the days of my husband complaining about uncomfortable underwear. He loves these.
And we love our customers. That's why all Bombas clothing is carefully designed from soft materials, with thoughtful comfort tweaks, like making everything tagless, seamless, and perfectly smooth. Plus, since socks, T-shirts, and underwear are the three most requested clothing items in homeless shelters, every Bombas item you buy is matched by a donation to those in need. Get 20% off your first purchase at bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie. That's BOMBAS.com/Stephanie, code Stephanie. Bombas.com/Stephanie, code Stephanie.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-916-0994. 800-916-0994. That's 800-916-0994.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
She's a man-eater, make you work hard, make you spend hard, make you want all for love. She's a man-eater, make you buy cars, make you cut cars, wish you never ever met her at all.
Yeah, what? It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Our friend Glenn Kirshner, who is keeping an eye out on the Stuart Rhodes trial for us.
His one good eye?
Yeah, he only needs one.
Perfect 20 vision.
He tweets, Mike Pence is profiting off Donald Trump's crimes against our nation, but is unwilling to protect our democracy by testifying to the J6 committee. What kind of unpatriotic is that?
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Glenn Kirshner.
He swore.
Hopefully he will join us next week. He's is in fact covering the Oathkeepers trial
today. Closing arguments right now.
Yeah. Okay, Senator Durbin, one more real quick. Senator Dick.
I've spoken to some Republican senators who sat for hours trying to analyze what happened to them on November 8th. And one of the most fundamental questions they faced was, what is our base? What do they believe in? Is it just MAGA Republicans loyal to Trump and his bizarre agenda? Or is there more to it? Is it basic conservatism? They've got to make that decision. And the House of Representatives on Capitol Hill is going to be ground zero in this civil war within the Republican Party.
Fight, fight, fight. Big bag of rats. All equally awful.
Awful.
So they're asking him what has happened and what's got to be did.
Yep.
We know what has happened. You got your red wave didn't come, and now you need a pregnancy test. Thanks to Democrats, you still have a choice what you do. Senator Durbin, one more.
This four-vote margin that they came up with to take control of the House of Representatives, you served in the House as I did, too. That can evaporate with absences on the day of the vote. So you really can see some uncertainty in this future.
Maybe some indictments for J6. Who knows?
I mean, that right there alone could change the balance.
Maybe the Lauren Boebert recount. Who knows?
Huh.
Sherry in Southeast Georgia, keeping an eye on the Warnock race for us. Hello, Sherry.
Hello.
Hi. Go ahead.
I just wanted to let you know, this is a red county and a red state, but I have this girl who does my hair, and you know how hard it is to get someone great doing your hair.
Right.
Yes.
So I put up with so much. One day they were talking about the FBI planted documents.
Oh, God.
At Mar-a-Lago,
oh,
so they could arrest Trump.
Oh, boy.
The next time I went, they were talking about, somebody came in and said, oh, great news, Herschel Walker's winning. He's going to beat, he's going to win this race. And the same day, when I left the beauty shop, I went to the drugstore, and there was an old man following people around very loudly saying how he wished that Nancy Pelosi had been home and got her head bashed in. Finally, I said to him, I think Nancy Pelosi is a rock star. And he says, well, what does that mean? And I said, she's awesome. And you're the bad person for standing here spreading this to people that don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
And I said, I know I don't fit in here because I have a brain and I know how to use it, but I don't want to hear your crap anymore.
Oh, thank you. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Hang in there. Raphael Warnock is going to win this one.
Yep.
I feel it in my
bring it home.
Oh. Yeah. In my bones. And also, we have a very, we didn't think we were going to, but we do have another What the Hell, Herschel.
This one's...
We're saving it for Frangela.
This is a special one for Frangela.
Yeah.
This one, I think they will enjoy.
We need moral support. I need my backup and my blackup for this. I can't go through another one alone. 58 minutes after the hour, Fridays with Frangela, next.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms.
Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.